Uganda Broadcasting Corporation, 31 March 1979, 15325 kilohertz.
March 1979, Uganda Broadcasting Corporation, 15325 kilohertz, at 0315, the news. 31 March 1979, GMT.
Good morning, everybody. Time is 3:15 hours GMT. He's doing it in his language.
Major General Mondo has inspected troops on the front line. A local Rhodesian military spokesman told what it says, black freedom fighters have derailed the train carrying Zambian copper through Rhodesia. The Iranian government has confidently claimed a landslide referendum victory for proposals to set up an Islamic Republic in Iran. Now the news in full. Vice President Amin and the commander-in-chief of the Iranian forces has addressed army troops from various regiments. The troops have just returned from the front line. The Vice President was very pleased to see the morale of the troops is very high and they are eager to return to the battlefield to repulse the enemy. President Amin thanked them for their bravery, adding that they have been able to help the enemy from overrunning the country, although the enemy has got a lot of support from all imperialist countries, which have availed them with sophisticated weapons and mercenaries. He said that Uganda troops would have taken a short time to win the war if it was not for the assistance the CIA's countries have given the Tanzanian forces. President Amin declared that he and all Ugandan soldiers are prepared to fight to the last man because they would not like to see Ugandans become slaves of Tanzania or victims of Nyerere Tisida ideologies, which imposed on Tanzanians and which have even failed. The president was also delighted to see that soldiers who returned their families to the villages have come back and are ready to proceed to the front line. The president also discussed with the soldiers a new strategy of recruiting the enemy completely from Ugandan soil. The Ugandan leader was also grateful to the staff of the Minister of Information, Broadcasting and Tourism, who have braved the situation and continued to render services to the nation and the world at large. The president once again advised the public not to panic because the situation is under control. The Minister of State for Defense, Major General Mondo, has inspected troops on the front line. He also met their leader. The Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, has said that Arab states had agreed on a total economic, political, and diplomatic boycott of Egypt, including an oil embargo. The PLO spokesman told reporters that a five-day conference of 19 Arab League delegations had decided to sever ties with Cairo, call for economic aid from the Arab world to Egypt, and withdraw funds from Egyptian banks. Footstep did not say when the economic boycott will start or whether time limits have been set forth to begin. The foreign and economic ministers have decided that ties with Egypt on the diplomatic level will be broken and urged Arab governments to sever diplomatic relations within a month. Police yesterday tightened security for politicians both inside parliament and outside campaigning for the general election following the car bomb murder of a leading Tory politician. Irish Republic Army IRA guerrillas claimed they had planted the bomb which killed Aaron Neave as he drove his car up and round from Parliament's underground car park yesterday afternoon. The IRA in the statement threatened to further campaign disruptions. A television monitor continuously scans the car park, but although Scotland Yard threw more police into parliamentary duty, security officials conceded it was virtually possible to make area 100% secure. This newscast is coming to you from the external service of the Uganda Broadcasting Corporation. The Iranian government has confidently claimed a landslide referendum victory for proposal to set up an Islamic Republic, saying an estimated 90% of Iranians had voted in its favor. Despite reports of abstentions, the Ministry of the Interior said about 98% of the electors had already voted by last night. Counting started immediately after the polls closed. Japan, with 18 nuclear reactors spread across the country, has begun taking precautions to prevent an accident following the reactor leak at a commercial power plant in the eastern United States. Checks began at all atomic power plants. Government sources said experts from the Japan Atomic Energy Research Institute were being sent to the United States for detailed information on the cause of the accident near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. An anti-nuclear group, the Japan Congress Against Atomic and Hydrogen Bombs, Gensuikin, called for a shutdown of all nuclear power plants. But Kaishi Hirayua, chairman of Japan Federation of Electric Power Companies, said there are no plans to stop such operations. 17 of Japan's commercial nuclear reactors are light water reactors imported from the United States. The 18th came from Turkey. Congress only political party have selected Colonel Denis Sassou-Nguesso as the country's new president and ordered that former head of state Joachim Zombi Opango be tried for treason. An official communique said the colonel, now Army Chief of Staff, also was elected Prime Minister and leader of the Congolese Workers' Party Central Committee at an emergency party congress which ended today. Yesterday, the party's Brazzaville commune, its most powerful wing, demanded earlier this month that General Yombi Opango should be arrested and tried as a traitor for squandering foreign aid on such luxuries as solid gold bed for himself. Colonel Sassou-Nguesso has been acting president since General Yombi Opango was ousted by the Central Committee in February. Now to end the news, here again are the main points. Life President Amin and the Commander-in-Chief of the Ugandan Forces has addressed army troops from various regiments who have just returned from the front line. The Minister of State for Defense, Major General Mondo, has instructed troops on the front line. A rebel Rhodesian military spokesman says that the black freedom fighters have derailed the train carrying Zambian copper through Rhodesia. The Iranian government has confidently claimed a landslide referendum victory for proposals to set up an Islamic Republic in Iran. And that's the end of the news from the Uganda Broadcasting Corporation in Kampala.
Barbara Kagoyo, producer, is here once again for another edition of Announcer's Choice from the Uganda Broadcasting Corporation External Service here in Kampala, Uganda. Today you'll be listening to one of our famous bands here in Uganda, The Pen, with Peter Swanigan, and their first tune is entitled Solo. He's praising about his girlfriend called Solo.